So in my next episode, we're actually going to do some magic on screen. Promise, no camera tricks. It's all real. None of this was rehearsed. It was an impromptu interview. Chef Anton, better known as Scuba Magician, is going to let us in a little bit on a secret sauce and show us how he actually uses magic tricks to teach scuba diving. Now, he's a renowned magician. Now he's famous not only for incorporating magic into teaching scuba diving, he trained the Guinness World Record holder for most magic tricks done underwater within a certain amount of time. It was a 13-year-old girl. We're going to get into that in the interview. We recorded this on the spot last week from the Dima show floor in New Orleans. Last but not least, I'm going to weigh in with my opinion at the end of the episode, what I consider to be the most controversial thing that we discuss. So I'll see you at the end and hope you enjoy the show. Chef, we're just going to jump right in.
All right, very good, yeah.
So you have a company called Scuba Magician.
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
Scuba Magician actually teaches students magic tricks they can do underwater during a safety stop. So think it is like, like 15 tricks for 15 feet. For a dive professional, though, it's awesome because they can actually use magic to teach scuba. Very unique concept, right?
How does that work?
What is that?
A clown nose?
A nitrogen bubble, he said to himself silently. That's exactly right. This is our enemy when we're diving because as we dive, we go down deeper, the nitrogen begins to double in our bloodstream, right? And if you hold your hands out, I'm going to show you how this works. Now let's imagine that we're going on a dive. I've got a little bit of nitrogen, you've got a little bit of nitrogen. We finish our dive and we're coming up nice and slow. I do a safety stop. I'm being really responsible. You come straight up to the surface. I do a couple of magic tricks for some friends and you see I've outgassed. I'm all good, but if you open up your hand,
you end up
with all this extra nitrogen. Now let's say that B's being really irresponsible now, right? You do a short surface interval, right? Way too short, so you haven't outgassed enough. He goes down far too deep. He comes up far too fast. What's gonna happen next? Your next visit? Open up, it's in a deco chamber because that's how you get the bends.
That's just
a small example of how we could actually use magic to teach scuba to a new student. It's really cool.
Like, what kicked this off for you?
Open water class, my very first one that I was teaching, had a mom, a daughter, and a 10-year-old boy. In the pool, the boy is like a stud, right? We go into the ocean, we go down the down line, we're about 2 feet underwater, and this boy loses his mind because it's too many fish, it's too big, it's too vast, and he just gets up onto the rope, starts crying, goes, I'll never go underwater again, I'll never take a shower, I'll never take a bath, and everyone's upset. And I say, well, you know what? Well, before we go in, let me show you a quick magic trick, maybe just kind of relax him a little bit. And so I showed him a little trick, and then the second phase, I kind of put it under the water. So put your face in the water so you can see what I'm doing. And then I just started working him down the line, but he didn't realize I was doing so. The trick is over with. All four of us are 25 feet down. The kid looks around, looks at his mom, goes, and just swims off, and that's great. And now he gets certified. Without that, he doesn't ever get to experience what we get to experience so often as dive professionals.
That's where the inspiration started.
That was the inspiration.
I love asking this question because I got a feeling you're going to give me a very different perspective here. What's something you see in the dive industry, like a commonly held belief, a practice today?
Yeah.
That you just passionately disagree with.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sorry to interrupt, I'm gonna be real quick. If you wanna support this channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. Info's in the description. You can get the blue shirts, the red hat, the vinyl holographic tank stickers that everybody seems to love, and of course the autographed children's books that come directly from me. And back to the show.
For me, it's actually very simple. The importance of the rescue class. I don't think enough professionals push it enough. I think it should almost be mandatory. I mean, I think it should be you get your open water and then you somehow get into rescue class. I think everybody should be rescue certified. So, seen far too many incidents.
So I agree with that. Yeah. So I've seen like some agencies, they require you to do a rescue. Yeah. You and I know, you teach open water and everything,
yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
That's not enough. Even the whole open water course isn't enough to get good, but especially the rescue. So you're saying that's not really enough to show them how to do a rescue in open water. You should go into a class.
It should be like with Patty. So I'm a Patty master instructor. Okay. We have like a Patty rescue class, and it's a very thorough class. I teach it, extremely thoroughly. I think every diver should be made to take that. You have to get that course within a certain amount of time of getting your open water. It's just too important not to have those skill sets.
I know a good magician never gives away his tricks, but what's your favorite trick to do underwater?
Favorite trick underwater? I've got a great one where a card actually changes using bubbles. Right, use bubbles to change a person's card. I can show you kind of a land version of it. I got a deck of cards here. All right. So I'm gonna go through the deck. You say stop.
Stop.
Right there. Now we could go to the nine of hearts, but I would know what it is. Take the next one, show it to the camera. I'll keep my head turned. Make sure everyone gets to see it. Everyone got it? Okay. So we've got a scuba magician card here. Can you see that close from where you are? If not, we can move in just closer because this is one that's better. This is our scuba magician card. You remember your card, right? For the first time, what was your card?
King of diamonds.
talking about
No camera tricks. I'm not good enough for camera tricks, so. This is low budget. It's a cell phone, so no camera tricks. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun. When you started teaching using magic underwater,
yeah,
what did you start doing then that you now have the total opposite opinion of now?
You know, it's interesting. When we started Scuba Magician, it really was purely for the students, right? It was, hey, here's something really fun that students can now show non-diving friends magic tricks that are related to scuba that they could, like, take to their friends and kind of help keep growing the industry, right? Secondly, I was thinking, okay, great for safety stuff. We say it's going to be kind of boring, It's something to do. I didn't realize the importance of this as a teaching aid for instructors through course directors and how much this can be applied to any course. You get an IDC, right, instructor development course, and they're going to the instructor exam. Course directors can use the magic as an interlude in between sessions, kind of refresh the room. It can reset people's brains. I follow rule of 5 M's. Magic makes the message more memorable. So by teaching that...
That's a magic trick right there.
Right? Yeah. By teaching that for students, I never realized the instructor benefits until we really got into this, and then we started seeing that. That's probably my biggest takeaway from Scuba Magician. It's so much more for the dive professionals than it is just for the students.
Oh, your microphone. Oh! That's it. That's all I got. I've been thinking about this for like 3 minutes.
That's very funny, actually.
So I'm going to give this back before doing something else embarrassing. If somebody wants to get started, I think that's a really fun idea. Especially, safety stops are boring.
Yeah.
And you're saying do magic tricks on them.
Yep.
And that's how you teach.
Now here's an interesting note. Okay, how long is a safety stop?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, right? There is a Guinness World Record for most magic tricks done in 3 minutes. It was originally set 10 years ago by a professional magician, did 14 tricks in 3 minutes. 5 years later, another professional magician reset it 20 tricks in 3 minutes. I had a 12-year-old girl last year that I trained for Scuba Magician. This Saturday, she wanted to break the Guinness World Records. I've been training her for this attempt. Saturday, she broke the Guinness World Record. Avery Fisher did 38 magic tricks in 3 minutes. Insane. This is a 13-year-old amateur magician. Doesn't know anything about it except for what we taught her. So Scuba Magician, you don't have to have prior skills. You don't have to be great at sleight of hand. We teach you everything. That's what I'm there for.
So a 13-year-old named Avery
Fisher.
Fisher? I mean, that's right? Kind of, it's ordained.
And she did it at the aquarium in the Pacific with live fish in 58-degree water.
Whew.
Right, so we had to logistically figure out how to make sure that we interacted safely with the environment, which was a huge logistical challenge for us. But yeah, she pulled it off. Amazing.
Super impressed. Hopefully I'll get to meet her.
Absolutely.
One trick, if anybody wants to get started in this, like I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
What's like one good go-to trick if you, as an instructor, to teach their students?
Okay, so if you guys go to, here's my pitch. Go to scubamagician.com, sign up for a newsletter, and you get a free magic trick by signing up. And it's exactly the one. Great, easy magic trick, and one that Avery Fisher did during the Guinness World Record too. So yeah,
you have to go there to get the trick.
You have to go to the site.
Marketing.
Scubamagician.com.
Yep. Only way I can get it in the show is to plug it. That's brilliant.
Poof.
If you could leave them with one thing, hey, when you get started, if you forget everything else I said,
yep,
remember this: doing magic for students.
Yeah. If you're doing magic for students, above all else, the most important trait you can be as a scuba magician: diving skills. Have your diving skills. Know how to be neutral, know how to hover, be a great diver, and then get into magic, because if not, that's when bad things can happen. So yeah, the number one trait of a great scuba magician is excellent diving skills. So get trained well.
You know, that's funny. I was gonna leave it at that, but you added a whole new element to my repertoire, because I always said before, everyone always says, what's the trick to being an underwater photographer? I wanna do conservation or do anything like that. I said, first, you gotta master this.
Absolutely.
You gotta be comfortable here. And I've seen photographers come in and they're great on land, and they try and it doesn't translate because they're whoa. You know, so I always said for photography, for conservation, for even, you know, spearfishing, things like that.
Yeah.
Now it's magic.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Chef, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This was fun.
May all of your dives be magical.
All right, so what I believe was the most controversial thing that we talked about was Chef's opinion that rescue should be mandated or, you know, required after open water. If you want to help or do anything or help teach or work anywhere, you pretty much have to have that. But as far as mandating it, I don't know how mechanically that would work. I do think we could enhance what is required on the rescue that some agencies already require, but of course it's not a full rescue course. But how that would be done with the current structure, I don't know. I don't see, you know, an immediate way to do that. I think it's a great idea, and it really begs the question, this is what I want to hear from you in the comments: do you think it's more important to get that advanced scuba certification after you're open water, or should you jump into rescue? Which one of these actually makes you a better diver, both for you and who you're diving with? Most people go to advanced and then rescue, but you don't actually have to, which a lot of people don't realize in most cases. So I want to hear from you in the comments what you think about that rescue course.